What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. On this episode, we have a special guest. We have an artist, a dancer, and a model on the show. And we're going to talk to her about, you know, her music, mental health, everything that she's been through, and many more. This was a really deep episode, and I just want to take the time to thank you for sharing your story. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
My name is Bronx Boom Boom, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, a time for Mr. Gentleman Facts, Quote of the Day. And today, quote of the day is believe in yourself. And what I mean by that is, no matter what you do, and no matter how hard your life is, always believe in yourself, because you never know when things will turn around for you. That is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts, Quote of the Day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing. at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, and tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this following episode may contain sensitive topics that is not suitable for all my audience. So I just want to take the time to let you know that viewer discretion is advised. Thank you and enjoy this episode.
Hey, it's your girl Big Red back at it again, one time for the one time. And now you're live with Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, I got my special guest. She is an artist, she is a model, and she is a dancer. We got Big Red in the building. Big Red, how you doing?
Hi, it's Big Red. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good. And, you know, thank you for coming on the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, anytime. And we're going to start off with, where are you from?
I was born in the Bronx I was like 5 years old. Then I went to Brooklyn. So my hometown is Brooklyn, but you know, I was born and raised in the Bronx. So I'm in between. I'm the Bronx baby and I'm a Brooklyn baby.
Nice, nice. Brooklyn in the building. So how would you describe yourself with three words?
I'm active, I'm caring, and I'm loyal.
Nice, nice, good choices. So what do you like to do at your own time?
At my own time? I like to cook. I like to sleep. I like to listen to music. Like, I like to tune into all the music. But mostly, I just like to, like, focus on me and my mental health, you know, the things that is going around in my life. But yeah, those are the main things that I like to do. Sleep, eat, music. And just be me.
That's really good. And that's a good segue. Speaking about music, like, what is in your headphones right now? It could be a song, it could be an album, or it could be a podcast. What's in your headphones right now?
My headphones right now, as we speak, I usually listen to Dice Peso. Mm. Sometimes I listen to your podcast.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
You know, my internet hit my service, you know. But yeah, mostly I listen to that. Different podcasts from different people, because, you know, people bring different varieties and different backgrounds. So I mostly listen to that, but mainly like on my headphones and everything playing is, yeah, it's Dice Bass. So I'm playing his music. I'm playing different artists' music because I don't listen to like music back in the days no more. Like I listen to the artists now because, you know, they upcoming artists is new. So yeah, mostly that's what I have in my headphones.
Okay, nice. And we're gonna dive more into today's music and also about Dice Pace as well. We're gonna dive into more of him as well. But let's talk about your beginning of life. Like, how was you growing up?
Growing up was hard. It really was. You know, I grew up in the Bronx, so it was really hard because back in my time when I was growing up, HIV was active. It was a lot of shit active. Sorry for my language. It was a lot of things active. You know, HIV, you know, it was just hard because, you know, I lost my mom when I was a year old. And then after I lost my mom, they moved me. And, you know, yeah, I was a girl that was found. I was really found in front of a building on 175th Grand Concourse. So that was a baby that was found outside in the streets. Then I got adopted. Once I got adopted, it was just like, it was a bit of sweeter. Once I hit 5 years old, my brother passed away. Once my brother passed away, it was just like, everything was different. Everything was just like, it was sour because I was so young, I didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah.
But like seeing him die in front of my face, it was different because I'm like, dang, it's like everybody's going away. Everybody's being taken away from me. And it's not even fair. But yeah, you know, after that, you know, after he passed away and everything, I probably stood in the Bronx for like another 2 months after we buried him and everything. My adoptive family moved me to Brooklyn so I don't have to experience, you know, live that life, you know, that I was living. And, you know, daddy stood in the Bronx. He was, you know, he was a dope head, you know, can't blame him. He was living a life, you know, he was young. But yeah, that was, you know, my life was just sour. It was sour, real sour. But look at me now.
Yeah, and you know, sorry that you had to go through all that. That is definitely a lie. I'm not gonna lie. But happy that you made it through, you know. And how all that you've been through made you the person that you are today?
I think I became the person I am today after, like, I went through a lot of, you know, trauma in my life. So once I went through one trauma, it just changed me. Like, I was in a coma for about a week, 2 weeks. And I was fighting for my life. And I was asking the man up there, like, you're going to let me go back home because I need to go back. And since then, like, I don't know, that just, it just straightened my life up and everything. Because it was either be alive or be buried 10 feet underground. But I chose life, and for me, I just fixed everything. Like, I started focusing on life, music, myself, and I just forgot about the negativity and where I come from, and, you know, what I've been through.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A lot of things make me better now. It's just music. It's mostly music. If there was no music, I don't know what would I do or what people would do, but music's not everything.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Music is... It's life. I'm not gonna hold you in. I love music too, so, and I'm happy that you are through here. And that's all that's really important. And I'm happy that thank you for sharing your story here too as well. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it be a lot sometimes. You know, I don't really be sharing things, but you know, sometimes I have to because it helps you and it helps me better. But life is crazy.
But one thing you mentioned that you are an artist. So what inspired you to get into music? And what made you want to go that route? And what age did you start making music?
After the fact that I lost my mom and my, you know, like, well, the hopefully, because my mom and my brother and my dad passed away. But after I lost my brother, yeah, that's when I really started listening to more music and everything. I was into more Spanish music because, you know, I grew up in a Spanish household. So, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, your mother's playing that Spanish music. Everybody get up and wake up and start cleaning. So I used to always clean and sing and dance. And, you know, that's just you know, motivated me. When I was little and I used to sing in front of the mirror, I used to always tell my mother, I'm like, you're going to see me on TV. Yeah, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be a singer. And my favorite singer growing up was Selena. I don't know why, but I guess that was everybody's favorite singer growing up, Selena, because, yeah, I was a beady, beady, bomb by everyone.
Yeah. And
you know, but, yeah, that right, really would yeah. make me, you know, get into more music, you know, after losing my mother and my brother. And then I was just, like, listening to music every day because that was where the pain was taken away. So if I listen to music, I won't feel the pain.
Yeah. And
but Selena, even though it's going to always be there, but, you know, it helped for a moment.
Yeah. But Selena is a dope artist, so that's really dope. You know, you listen to Selena. And you already answered that question about what artist you listen to growing up. You already mentioned Selena, so that's really dope. I do have a question to ask you, though. How did you came up with the name Big Red?
Who gave me the name Big Red?
Yes.
Hootie. That name came when I came out in the video with Dice. Mm. That name came off. Well, he hit me up. He DM'd me and asked me if I wanted to come out of one of his videos. And you know me, I was high, like, oh my God. So, you know, I didn't have nothing to wear that day because it was just a last minute thing. But you know, when it's a last minute thing, you're going to take advantage. So what I did was I had this red dress in my closet. And I said, oh wait, it's a Playboy bunny. I know I wore it once for New Year's, but I think I only wore it for like an hour for New Year's. And I was like, okay, you know what? Then I'm going to go with this red dress. And I went to the video shoot. Nobody knew me. And I'm like, you know what? Red, red, nah. And then once I finished the video, some guy was like, I'm going to call you Red. Matter of fact, Big Red. I said, oh, okay, I'm Big Red. And from there, it's just, you know, since I got into the team, found them, I've been, Big Red. But they don't usually call me Big Red. They'll call me Red or anything. Some people will call me Big Red. Or if I do my intro, I'll be like, it's Big Red, back at it one time for the one time. But yeah, it's mostly Red. And I like it because, you know, it was a name that it was given to me from people that I really didn't know. And, you know, I appreciate it because I ain't have a name. I did have a name, Savage, but red fits better because, you know, that's my favorite color.
Yeah.
And, you know, red is just red. I'm red.
I like the backstory of that name. That's really dope. But speaking of Dice Peso, you was in the news a bit with him. So how would you work with him? Like, how you got the opportunity?
Working with Dice? It was like I said, I got the DM and I was surprised because I'm like, you know, ain't nobody want me in their video. I'm too old. I'm a cougar mom. But when he hit me up and asked me about, you know, becoming in his video and everything, I was nervous. I was hyped because, you know, he's famous, but not hyped because he's famous and I'm trying to, you know, it was just, I was excited because it's been a long time since I came out in a music video. The last music video I came out, it was like in 2014, 15. But I was really hyped. I was like, okay, I'm going for this. I already knew what I was going to, you know, go about and present myself and everything. I didn't, you know, go as, oh my God, I'm going to meet famous people and be a group. No, I treated him like a regular person. He treated me like a regular person with respect. And I just came out in the video and it was just fun. Like, it was really fun working with him because he's respectful. He's really respectful. Like, when it comes to the ladies or when it comes to anybody coming out with him, mostly is the, like, ladies, myself, his cousin, family. He's everybody with respect and he makes sure you're good. And when you're good, you're good. And that's one thing about him. He's not gonna have you, you know, sitting out. No. So I like working with him. It was a good experience. And I would want to work more with him and everything, you know. But I'm always with him. every time he goes out, he got a bang, you know, I'm always there. I'm going to be his supporter. I'm just, you know, I'm Big Red. Big Red is always there. And you know, it's fun working with him. He's cool. He's general. He's honest. And he's really respectful. That's all I can say. And he's ambitious. And the way he works for his, like, music and he motivates himself, it's like sometimes I wish I could have the energy he has, because he'd be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And he'd be in the gym. And while he's in the gym, he's doing music. And it's like, I'd be like, where is that energy coming from? Because I want that energy. He can do 1,000 things at once. And I'd be like, oh, Lord Jesus. But yeah, you know, it's nice working with him. It's nice being around him. Like, I really appreciate him, you know, putting me in that video. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know the people that I know now. But, you know, dreams come true. When you stick around to the right people and you, you know, you follow the right steps and everything, dreams will really come true. And sometimes you got to just settle for what's there and just keep winning, because a lot of people be like, oh, but you gotta charge people for a bit. No, I'm not charging this man for nothing. This man made me who I am right now. And it's true. He made me who I am. Like, I didn't know none of these celebrities. I didn't know all the people that I have on my Instagram now. I didn't know none of them. I know them because of him. So every time I come out, it's just like I always get to know somebody new, or I get to meet somebody new, or hear his music. So it's just like with him, it's like a learning experience. Every day I'm learning something new. And it's like he's a good mentor. Like, he's that, yeah, I can call him as a mentor. Yeah, he's perfect. I would, like, you know, I will continue working with him and continue just, you know, being his biggest supporter. And I'm always going to just stand by. I can't give up on somebody or just remove myself from somebody that built me. And not saying that he built me from the bottom, but he built me, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in no music video. I wouldn't know the people. Let's say I wouldn't even be in I'm in a lot of videos. You will see, but there's a lot of videos you will see me in, and you'll be like, oh shit, she's there. Oh my God. Like, yeah, so I cherish all that. I cherish everything he does for me and everything. And, you know, it's from the heart. I wish a lot of people can, you know, work with him and everything and see the difference. But for me, he's legit. He's good. I'm going to continue striving with him, and I'm going to continue, you know, looking up to him, and I'm going to just continue, you know, taking, you know, advice and stuff like that from him, because he knows so much. And it's good to learn from somebody that, you know, that's not, you know, in your, you know, your category. Somebody that's different. He's a man. I'm a girl. So it's good to learn from guys that they have their head on top of their shoulder. I don't just take advice from anybody.
Yeah. And that's really dope that you got the opportunity. And you definitely deserve it. And that's really dope that he helped you along the way. It's still helping you to this day. So keep going. That's really good. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm gonna continue going, because it's fun. It's really fun to have somebody that, you know, really cares and, you know, brings you out. And like I said, if it wasn't for Dice, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. I wouldn't know nobody. I wouldn't be in no videos. I would have just been in my house looking cute. But It's all on him. Like, that's the biggest blessing. That is your biggest blessing. Anybody would love to work with him. I love being around him. I just love it. It's good. It's positive. It's nothing bad. I can never say nothing bad about him. I can never speak. No. Generous. That's the realest man I ever met out here in the Bronx. And I'm always keep playing his music every day. But yeah, that's my guy. Shout out to Dice Peso.
And that's really dope. And I listened to this earlier today. And he actually does sound dope. I think I gotta check out more stuff as well. I gotta check out more stuff. Definitely.
Yeah, you gotta definitely check out his music. His music is meaningful, because, you know, if you listen to his music, you know, like, somebody went through something and something. Yeah. Like, his music is deep. And the only reason I tune into his music a lot is because it's similar to what I've been through when I was a little kid, you know? I didn't lose my father at 4. I lost my brother when I was 5. He died in front of me. Like, that's different. I lost my mom and everything. It's just a lot. So his music sometimes brings me to, you know, it brings me to peace sometimes, or it has me thinking, like, you know what? I can't, you know, keep walking around moping and everything. I just got to be grateful for what I have and where I'm at now. So, yeah, I'm always listening to his music because his music is good mental. It's good music. It's not something that, you know, we got guns and we doing that. No, it's real life music. Like, his music has a meaning to it. It's not like these other music that you hear. They want to shoot, shot, bop, bop again. No, he's talking about real life shit that's happened, that he's been through or somebody else been through, and it's good music. To me, it is. I'm always going to listen to his music, but, you know, tune into his music, and, you know, you're going to like it, you know? He's always lit. Yeah. His music is always lit. It's good. It's out on all type of platform, all platform.
We definitely do need more music, like, real, like, stuff about life. So we definitely need more music like that. I definitely will check him out, definitely. So, as an artist, how would you describe you as an artist? Like, how would you describe your style?
Me as an artist, how would I describe my style? My style is different. If you see, because you always see me on Instagram and everything, my style is different. I'm like a different artist. I always come out to show out. I can't, like, a lot of people always ask me, like, why do you always come out dressed and everything? Like, if you go into a ball gown or something, that's just me. I've been coming out with heels since I was 16 for every event. Like, any little music video they used to have on the blog or any little photo shoot, anything, I was the girl that used to come out with the heels and everything because I was ready. I was, yeah, that's me. I'm going to always come out to show out, like, I'm presentable. That's just my style. I don't never come out to clubs with sneakers. No. I only did that one time. I think we went out with Ice and everything one time. But other than that, yeah, you're going to see me on heels all day, all night, dressed and everything. And that's just my type of artist. Like, I'm different. I just want to be different from everybody. I don't want to, you know, be somebody else that I'm not. So I'd rather just be me and just come out with my little dresses and, you know, and just be that artist that's authentic. Because there's not a lot of artists out here that are authentic. A lot of artists is some, you know, they want to just, you know, but I'm not me. I'm me. I'm going to wear what I like to wear. I'm going to be that artist that everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, she's different. Yeah, I'm just different.
And that's good. And that's good. Yeah, keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. So what's your goal for your music? And when can we get a project for you?
Well, my goal for my music?
Yeah.
My goal for my music, I want to still work on my music because, you know, now you see everybody makes music the same and everything. You see now these young artists, they making drill music and everything, which is not, you know, to me, I can't complain about nobody's music. I love drill music and everything, but I'm old school. I'm the 80s baby, so I'm used to, you know, DMX, Jim Jones, them, you know, them type of people, Keisha Cole, stuff like that. So my music, I want to work on it because I want to work on it more because I just don't want to put nothing out there. Like, I don't. Because I just don't want to throw nothing out there and then people will be like, oh, it's trash, or you could have did better, or why does it sound like this? And no. So once I work on that and I know what I want to bring out, but like I said, I'm authentic. I don't want to just bring out anything that somebody else has. Or no, I just want everything to be the way Red wants it to be. But yeah. I want to, you know, soon. I have a song. I have a couple of songs out. I just did another song right now with Spotlight Breeze. It's called Shake That. It's like for a strip club. I got another song called 2 in the Morning. Alone. It's different songs that I have written down on my notebook and everything. I just keep writing and writing. So when is the time for me to go to the studio, I'm going to lay that album down because it's just going to be that one album that I'm just going to bring. And then that's when I'm going to shock people. But the main song I want to bring out is the Alone song because, you know, as everybody knows, I grew up alone. I didn't have a family. My mom died. My brother died. My father died. I'm just so alone. So that's my main song that I really want to work on and just bring out. And then hopefully I can, you know, if my songs are good enough, which I know they will, because I don't always put myself down and be like, no, I know my song is going to be good. I know people are going to like it because it's going to have a meme for it. And it's going to be, you know, meaningful. And it's going to bring people, like, really see the other side of me and be like, oh, okay, this is where she really comes from. So she's not, you know, who we think she is. She's been through something. She's not the only one. So, yeah, once I bring that out, people will really know who Dread is. Because a lot of people just, you know, they just say, oh, yeah, it's just her because, you know, she's always in a video or something, or she's always out. No. I've been through a lot to get here.
Yeah. And definitely when you come out with your project, I definitely want to bring it back. And we're going to talk more about the project and stuff like that. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Oh yeah, I'm working hard. I'm cooking. As we say when we in the studio, we cooking. When we cooking, we gotta cook the food, right? Because you don't wanna cook something and then bring it out to the people and think that the people's gonna buy it, because if the food is not good, what makes you think they're gonna buy it?
Yeah.
You gotta make sure that it's cooked right. You gotta make sure you deliver the food correctly, because once you deliver and they like it, that's when they're gonna start paying for it. But they're not going to pay something for something that is not delivered right or cooked right. So you got to cook it the best you can. And once you cook it, you got to deliver it. And once you deliver it, the people start purchasing. And once they start purchasing, then your numbers go up and everything. And, you know, everything be good.
Yeah, definitely a fact. And like I said, I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to bring it back again. So how do you feel about the current state of music right now? Like, as a whole, compared to the old school era, how do you feel about today's music?
How do I feel about today's music?
Yeah, compared to the old school.
Today's music is crazy. Because like I said, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of music that is just, it talks about killing and you know, drugs and guns and everything. And this generation that we live in now, it's crazy because we live in that right now. You know, with the war going on and everything that's going on out of state and just different countries, like, you know, and it's just crazy that, you know, all that I hear is music is just, I'm a pop this, I'm a shoot that, and bop this. It's just crazy, because growing up listening to DMX, but there was not that much violence to the music.
Yeah.
It was not. Growing up, I didn't have to worry about violence or, you know, having ops or have to, no, because music was love, like R&B and everything. Music was everything, because you used to walk down the block with your tape and your boombox and everything, and everything used to just jam. Now it's just like, you got to be careful with what music people make, because there could be a song about you and they want you dead. It's a lot of op music, and it's just, I don't know. The music is good and everything, like, I'm not going to complain, but certain things that, you know, it shouldn't be put out there. Because remember, we're living in a generation where there's a lot going on. So that's why I said I'm going to take my time with my music and how I bring it out. Because the people are the judge to your music. They're going to judge your music. So if you're going to bring something out, make sure that is something that is correct. Because you're going to get that judgment. And once you get that judgment, that's when everybody want to kiddo and tack and, you know, start saying, you know, about your music. Because you singing and drilling, oh, you want to shoot this and you want to shoot this. No. So that's why I said I want to take my time with my music, because I'm not going to just bring anything out there. I wish the music would be back like the 80s and the 90s and the 70s.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't do that, but, you know.
Yeah.
I just gotta keep that phrase in my mind. Like, I can't. I don't live in this generation. My generation was back then in the 80s.
Yeah.
So I know my music. I know what I want to write. This music nowadays is a little cuckoo. It's a little crazy, because They, like I said, they could be writing a song about you and you don't even know that they want you dead and everything.
Yeah, that's true. And
but
yeah,
this is the music is good. Like R&B music and everything right now is lit. Like I like it. I like the new upcoming artists that we have and everything. But you know, it could get better.
Yeah.
It could get better if people work together. Cause people just looking at numbers, they're not looking at the music. Yeah. I'm not making music for the numbers. Cause if I get money for the music, I get the money. But it's not about the numbers. I'm worrying about making connection with the people so the people could like my music. Cause when you have that connection with people, especially your audience, your fans, they're the ones that are gonna always come out for you and they're always gonna be there for you and they're always gonna root for you. Even if you're like all the way in the bottom, they're still gonna be your supporter, they're still gonna be there for you. So that's what you gotta always think about your fans, not your numbers. Because if you so focus on your number, then your fans are gonna be like, okay, so they she's just waiting for, you know, for us to buy her music and she don't even care about our opinion. I care about my fans' opinion. I want feedbacks. I want y'all to tell me what do y'all think, what should I change, you know? And you know, so I can make y'all happy. But some people just think about the numbers and they don't think about the music or the variety of the, like, they just worrying about the moolah, the money. Even though money is everything, you need money, but sometimes, you know, you gotta worry about what you're bringing to the table before, you know. But what about the people that like it?
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, music is, the music now generation is cool, you know.
Yeah, I agree. And
can't complain.
And everything you said, you were definitely right. I mean, music today is different. I mean, I do like the R&B for today. I do like the artist that came out of R&B.
Yeah.
For rap. I mean, it depends on the artist, but yeah, it's a completely different time. Completely different time. But I do agree with you that it's completely different than it was back in the day. I agree with you 100%.
And that's why I said that I listen to a lot of Dice's music and everything, because it's not too much of a violence, you know. He's talking about his life story of what he's been through and everything. And that's the type of music I said I like, because I want to reflect on other people's life and what they've been through. Because me and you won't even know what the man been through or what I've been through, because nobody's writing about it. And that's why I say I like working with him, because he writes about it. He puts his feelings out there and everything. So that's why I say I listen to his music a lot, because that's the type of music I like to listen to. Somebody's expressing their feelings or what they've been through, and you know. But hopefully, you know, by 2025, the music will get better.
Yeah, we just have to see. Even though 2024 do kind of started, we're already in the third month. Yeah, we just have to see if things going to be different. We just have to see.
2025, 2024. You know, by the time summertime here or something, we could get some good music or something. Hopefully, I'll have music by then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely will play your music, too. Definitely will play your music. But like I said, I do love the R&B news. I do love the R&B scene, though. The R&B scene has been killing it, though. I'm not even going to lie about that. You know, with artists like SZA, stuff like that. Yeah, I like the R&B scene right now, though. But if you had to work with any artists, who will be your dream artist? Name three artists.
If I was to work with three artists.
Yeah.
I would like to work with Cardi B. That's my sense. Yeah, I would like to work with Cardi B. French Montana. French Montana. And you already know who I was going to say too. Dice. That's one of my artists that I would like to work on with music-wise, because it will be a good collab. But my main person to work right now with, it will be Cardi or French Montana.
Okay, nice.
I don't know why I'm French Montana, I think, because his flow, his music and his flow is different. He don't always do too much gang and, you know, guns and everything. So that's why I said I could work with somebody like that. Cardi B, I like her because she's just, you know, I feel like we in the same limbo, like, you know, we're a little smutty. We from the Bronx. We like smutty.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna say, not only that, you're not only an artist, but you're also a dancer and a model. What made you want to go that route?
Oh, I've been dancing since I was 16. That was my first job, like, besides, you know, setting traps. But yeah, that stripping was, yeah. I was 16. I think I didn't meet Carl, like, strip club up here in the Bronx one time. And somebody took me, and I seen her. She had braids. She had two braids. And I was like, damn, she look good. She looks nice. And I was like, damn, I want to be like her when I grow up. Because I'm like, all that money is a lot of money. I was like, damn, if she can do that, I can do it too. So once I just left that, like, I just seen her. And then, you know, from there, I was like, damn, I want to be a stripper. Because if she could do it, I could do it too. And then I was like, I guess because I was just young and everything, you know, I was trying to live a fast life, and I just wanted fast money. So I just started dancing at the age of 16 and everything, you know, and it was good. The money was good. I was loving it. Yeah. I was getting tired at times. And at that time, when I was 16, I didn't know how to walk with heels at all. Oh, I used to walk down the block with crippled leg, like, eh, eh, eh. And then I was like, No. So then I just bought these. My cousin gave me some dollhouse shoes, and they was the same amount of height, you know, perfect for me. And then from there, I was like, oh, it's trying to take over. But then I came out, you know, I came out pregnant, and I had to leave dancing. I didn't dance for too long, probably for like 2 years, 3 years. And then I was out of it. And then the modeling, I used to always model, because when I was little, my mom used to always buy me different, like, my stepmom used to buy me different clothes and everything. I used to model them. Because she used to be like, try them on. So I used to try them on. And I used to walk down the hallway, because the rooms, you know, back then we had railroad rooms. So I used to just be like, okay, with my shoes and everything, walk down. And I just loved it. Like, I love being a model. I love pictures. I just, if you see, I got like 3,000, 4,000 pictures on my Instagram of me. Because I love taking pictures. I love it. I just love being, you know, I like being on the spotlight. I was meant for it. This was meant for me.
Yeah, and, you know, keep doing it.
I wish I could go back dancing. I could go back dancing, but, you know, I don't want to take nobody's money.
Yeah. Shit. But
I don't want to take nobody's money.
But we're gonna switch gears a little bit. We're gonna switch gears a little bit. But as you know, we was in a pandemic, or I guess we do it. You know, how did the pandemic affect you, and what did you learn from it?
The pandemic was amazing. Oh my God, I love the pandemic. I'm not saying I love the pandemic because, you know, a lot of people passed away. May they rest in peace. Yeah. I didn't like it because of that.
Yeah.
But I loved it because I was in a shelter at that time. And you know, when you're in a shelter, you have curfew.
Yeah,
and you know, you got to be in by 8 o'clock, and, you know, huddle, 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 huddle. Everybody huddle in.
Yeah.
But once the pandemic started, that's when they, like, extended the curfew. We was able to bring our food in. We didn't have to eat them sloppy Joe sandwiches. But the pandemic was great because I was always outside. I was outside 24 hours, 7 days of the week. There would be music videos in the corner, and they'll be like, hey, Yaya, you want to come to the, you know, because that was my name, you know, Savage Yaya. And I used to be like, yeah. And I used to be outside day and night. And it affected me a little bit because, you know, I wasn't able to see my mom because, you know, she's diabetic. And, you know, people that's diabetic and everything, they're very sensitive. So she was real sensitive. I couldn't really see my kids because, you know, I live in a shelter. You know, shelters carry a lot of germs. So it was like, damn, I can't see my family, but I made my own family in the shelter. And it was just great because I learned a lot. Like, I didn't use a mask throughout the whole pandemic. Not once. And wow. I didn't catch COVID. Not once. thanks the Lord that God is great. He's great because everybody was like, how you outside all day, every day? You haven't caught, like, and I used to smoke heavily with people. Like, we used to smoke back to back. And people were like, you're not scared of COVID and everything. I'm like, I got a weak immune system. I don't think I can get it. And never did. And I used to just be outside all day, night. And then once the numbers of the people passing away and everything, that's when it hit me. Because I'm like, wait, one day we got 200, then the next day it's going up, and then it's going back down. And it just traumatized me because I'm like, damn, I don't want to lose my mom or kids, or I don't want to be in the hospital, you know, with the machines and everything. So as I started, you know, staying in the shelter, like, I started seeing them, like, the government started, like, breaking the shelter apart. Like, they didn't want too many people in the shelter because of COVID. We had a lot of COVID people in our shelter, and every floor there was somebody diagnosed with COVID. So they were taking all the people out from, that have COVID, into a hotel, and the people that don't have COVID, we had to stay there. But then, like, everybody started catching COVID at once. And then that's when they just started splitting up everybody. And then from there on, they put me in a hotel. And I stood in the hotel for like 9 months, and I've been living on my own for 4 years. So the pandemic helped me get my place faster, because that's why I said I love the pandemic. Because if it was not for the pandemic, I think I would have still been in a shelter. Probably I would have came out like a year later or something. But yeah, my last day in the shelter was November 10, 2021. Yeah. So if there was no pandemic, I wouldn't have no help, no nothing, none of that.
But I have everything turned around for you. And I'm sure you never got COVID. That's crazy. I got COVID.
It is crazy, because if you see me, we will be in the corner from 9 o'clock in the morning all the way to this time curfew. And sometimes I used to work for Fresh Direct in the nighttime, so I didn't have to go back to the shelter. After I finished hanging out, I used to have to go back to work and come out at 5 o'clock in the morning. I used to go upstairs, take a quick shower and then come back right outside. But COVID, like, people be like, how you never got COVID and you outside? And I used to be outside with like 200 niggas, like, in the corner. And we used to all smoke blunts after blunts all for each other. And I used to be like, but never had a mask on, even when I used to go to the hospitals. Never, I don't know, I couldn't breathe. I was telling the government, I can't breathe through these masks. But then once I started seeing the service, I used to wear them once here and there, but nah, I was taking chances, I guess. I was taking chances. I was out there, I was like, okay, whatever it is what it is. But yeah. Once I started seeing people close to me passing away, then it's real. It's real.
And you know, it was a crazy time, especially back then, but I'm glad it got somewhat better. Glad not as bad as it was. I'm happy about that. But
everybody loved pandemic. Everybody's getting free money. Free money. It was free money for everybody. Everybody, you get a paycheck. You get a paycheck. You get a stimulus check too. When I got my first stimulus check, I was so hyped. I was so pumped. Like, what is this? She like, a stimulus check. And I said, okay, what is a stimulus check? She said, girl, just don't worry, just go change it and live it. And I was in a shelter when I got my stimulus check. But what was crazy was that when everybody in the shelter got their stimulus check, nobody was in the shelter. The shelter was empty. And the caseworkers and security guards, they were loving it, because when I tell you there was not one head in there, there was not one head in there. It was like, it was a parade. It was a festivity. Everybody was out buying, drinking, eating. They were doing something. They were doing something. You will not see them coming until the next day or something once their stimulus was gone. But I used mine wisely because I was in a shelter. So, mine went into food. Food and clothes, but now there's no stimulus, there's no money.
Yeah,
it's back to normal.
Pretty much. But one thing the pandemic did does for a lot of people, it messed up a lot of people's mental health. So I want to ask you, why is mental health important? What were challenges that you dealt with mental health?
Ooh, mental health.
Yeah.
I like that topic. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But mental health is real serious. And if you don't take mental health serious, then I don't know. Mental health is real serious because a lot of people suffer from mental health, and you won't even know who's suffering from mental health because, you know, there'll be those people that are always smiling and always happy and always, you know, going, striving, and you really don't know that they're going through something, but when they go behind doors, it's like everything just hits rock bottom like that.
Yeah.
And I dealt with it a lot because, you know, like I said, my parents passed away, my brother passed away. So dealing with that when I was little, I felt like I was just fighting demons all day, every day. Like, every day, I was fighting to stay in this world. I was just fighting a lot, and it was just like, I didn't understand mental health. I didn't understand, you know, my health issues. I didn't understand what was being bipolar, what was being depressed, or what was anxiety. I didn't know nothing. I just felt like, okay, maybe when I get older, it'll go away. No, it didn't go away. It don't go away. It's always there. It's something serious. And it's not something that you should joke about or take as a joke when somebody, especially if somebody's calling out for help.
Yeah.
If somebody texts you at 1 o'clock in the morning and they just be like, I didn't even talk, I just wish that person would just be like, okay, let's talk. Because 10 times out of 10, you might not even see that person again, or might, because you don't really know what they're going through. And, you know, I had suicidal thoughts when I was growing up and everything, because I'm like, damn, why did you take my mother and my father and my brother and you just leave me here in this world by myself, fighting all these demons in this dark world? I don't belong here by myself. Like, I had to battle that by myself. I didn't have help. I had a therapist, but why would I want to talk to him for? He ain't going to understand what I'm going through. Nobody will understand what you're going through, especially if you lose your parents. Nobody would ever know. Like, nobody knows the feeling of, you know, watching your brother pass away in front of your face, and you're just 5, and you're just like, what's going on? And everybody's crying and everything. And then just, like, fighting demons every day is just different. So my biggest, like, what I would tell people that go through mental health and everything, if you're ever going through mental health and everything, the best thing, how I handle my mental health, I listen to music. I put the music, my music loud, real loud. I start cleaning, I start decluttering things. I start, like, looking at myself in the mirror. I'll start, you know, twerking and dancing. And then I'll look at my dog and I'll start playing with her. Then I feel like my energy will come back. And then if I play a favorite song that I like from, like, back in my times, I'll be like, oh, see, I remember my mama used to slap me for that. And I just be dancing and everything. And, you know, eating too helps me with depression and everything. It's a lot. But I don't know. It's scary sometimes because one day I'm okay, and then the next day I could go through a depression. And it just be hard. Really be hard. Like, before I came out in Dyson's video and everything, the first video I ever came out, I was in a big depression in October. That's when I met him, around October. I was really in a big depression. I felt like I was fighting demons every day. I couldn't sleep. It was just like waking up with bruises, and like I was fighting for my life. Like, I'm fighting for my life every day. I fight for my life. So it was just a big dark depression. And then once I came and learned that video, it's like everything went away. Like, everything was taken away. I wake up every day and I'd be happy because it's, you don't know what you might do. You don't know what you're going to get into. And then, you know, being around Dyson and everything, that's another thing. You never know what you're going to do. Because of him, he's the first, like, took me bowling with his team. I never went bowling. And, like, doing things like that and everything, it makes me feel like I'm not depressed. But if I'm home, yeah, that's when depression really hits. But I guess when I'm outside most, I don't feel depression or nothing. I don't feel it. I don't bring it with me. I leave it at home. I don't like people to feel what I'm going through or see what I'm going through. So every time I'm outside, or I'm around him, or I'm around the team, it's always, hey, yeah, you guys are smiling. I'm giggling. Yeah. Because I don't want nobody to know what I'm going through. I want people to feel sorry or feel like they obligated to, you know, hear me out, understand me, or, you know, no.
Yeah.
because my depression is my problems. Just stand 10 feet away and just be there. Like, not be there for me, but just stand by. Like, just, you know, I can look over my shoulder and I know that you're there. I know I'm good. Maybe a lot of times that I'd be wanting to talk to people about my depression, but I'd just be like, I leave it to God. But my best recommendation is everything is just going to get better, and just keep praying and keep praying and keep praying and keep praying and just follow, just keep praying. Because the devil is a liar.
Yeah. And, you know, first thing, thank you for sharing that. You know, I like to talk about, you know, mental health on my show because I know a lot of people that go through it and you just never know who you're helping. So for you sharing that, you know, that really means a lot. And thank you for sharing that. And I also go through mental health as well, you know, anxiety, depression, and stuff like that. So that's why it's so important to talk about it on my show. So once again, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's hard because you would think that you're the only one going through depression. But in reality, there's a lot of people going through it.
Yeah.
And especially these kids nowadays, this generation, the kids. It's mainly the kids. And sometimes, like, the suicidals and, you know, the bullying and everything, that's what brings them to depression. And I think that's what I started with my mental health and everything, because I used to always get bullied. I used to get bullied for my forehead or because I didn't have the newest Jordans and everything. And that brings you into big depression because it'd be like, damn, like, because I'm not wearing Jordans, I got to be all this. So, you know, words don't kill me no more. When people be like, oh, you got to I've had and everything, it don't bother me no more. I just be like, okay, it's shiny. Thank you. It's my bulletproof vest. I'm gonna survive through this.
You can't
let the devil stop you from nothing. You gotta just keep going and keep striving and just put that behind you. It's gonna affect you here and there, but you gotta show it that you can handle it.
And I could relate to the bully because I would bully as a kid too. And I would bully because of my speech. But you
was bullied for what?
My speech.
Oh, your speech?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look at me now. That's all I got to say.
That's what I always say. I'd be like, I was bullied a lot. And I'd just be like, look at me now. Yeah. Look at me now. There's other people out there with bigger foreheads. So once I started seeing people with bigger foreheads than me and everything, I was like, okay, it's not only me out here. I'm not out here by myself. Call me 3D.
And there's nothing wrong with a big forehead.
No, that was the worst name. 3D? Yeah, what? When you come in the class, they'd be like, hey, 3D. I'd be like, huh?
But we both went through the bullying, and look at us now. So that's what that matters. But let's get to more brighter notes, because we went really deep. So
we did. But you know, sometimes it's good to go deep because a lot of people will know. You know, this is from the trenches. I'm coming from the streets. I was found in the streets. So like, hello. This is real. This is realistic. This is real life. It's not something to joke and no.
Yeah, it is. But let's switch gears a little bit. So, what is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
Something I always want to do?
Yeah.
I always wanted to get on stage and just do what I do. And just show the people like, hey, you know, I got vocals, I can sing. But main thing, that would be it. Just, you know, show the world what I'm capable of.
And
just try to change the, just hit the stage and show people where I really come from and who I really am. And, you know, that just make a better world for me to live in.
Yeah, and definitely anything possible. I'm pretty sure you will be on that stage. Definitely anything possible, just work
hard. Yeah, and the stage, even if it's modeling, even if it's collaborative, I'm gonna get there, but you know, it's rush.
You're, and I mean, you got a dope personality. You definitely gonna get there. So you got a really dope personality. You definitely gonna get there. Just keep going. Don't give up. And you will be up there. You will be up there. But what are the
I'm just gonna stick by to, you know, to the team that I'm with and just you know, and keep going and moving forward.
But what other
projects? Because around them, I'm learning more.
Yeah, true. But what other project you got going on that you have that much you got?
I have I'm trying to do this photo shoot. For like for every month. I'm trying to do a calendar. That's what I'm trying to really do. I'm trying to do a calendar, big red. And then there's another thing that I'm trying to do, Boss Baddie. It's like a bunch of girls. We're baddies. We're bosses. And, you know, we just come out and just do what we do and be bosses. We boss baddies. Yeah. I'm just trying to get a bunch of girls, you know, that are like, that really want to live that dream and just, you know, be a part of something. Especially girls that have been through some similar stuff that I've been through. So, you know, that's why I say it's boss baddie, because I'm gonna make that happen. I'm gonna make that happen, and more photo shoots and everything. But I'm just, you know, I'm taking time. I don't want to rush into no projects, and then you know, I stay like, I don't want to do it no more. So I'm just looking for projects that I know that it's not gonna bore me out, and it's just gonna be like, okay, I'm over it. I don't want to do it anymore. But my main project is working on my music, this next photo shoot, and I'm trying to get in this magazine. I'm trying to get in this magazine. As you see, I did sign up for Baddies Cabaret, Caribbean. They sent me a link and everything for the audition. But come to find out, Zeus sent me the invitation at 10 o'clock in the night. They wanted me to be in Florida at 11 o'clock in the morning. Well, the audition starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. When I looked up flights and everything, flights was almost $1,000 an hour. So I lost out on that. I lost out on that opportunity. But there's more opportunities coming, you know. But yeah. But like I said, I'm gonna get there. My project is gonna come in. It's just, you know, I'm taking my time. I'm gonna do a closing line too. But this closing line is called Pharaoh God for my best friend that passed away. He got shot over later. So I'm trying to do like, I'm trying to do something for him, like a meaning, something, but it's coming. I have a song for him too and everything, because, you know, it's crazy how you get killed for a lighter. I know you must have seen that in the news and everything. It happened 2001 in Crown Heights. It was in a bar.
I feel like
he was at a bar and they shot him.
I feel like I heard.
Yeah, they shot him for a lighter, a 50 cents lighter.
Yeah, crazy.
So ever since that, you know, it's been bitter and sweeter. It's just been crazy. Yeah, I sometimes miss him, but you know, I'm everything that I'm doing now is for him. Like, if he would have been here right now, a lot of things. Yeah, that was my hype man. That he would have been like, friend, come on, friend, I'm gonna drive you to you. Yeah, he would have been here. He would have did that. But yeah, I got a lot of projects, but you know, when I finally get them all in order, then, you know, I'm going to let you know, put you on. Hopefully we have another interview and everything, and you know, I'll let you know what's on the, you know, what's cooking.
I got
Red is always cooking something.
That definitely bring back for a future interview. But what do you have to say for anybody that goes same route at you as an artist, as a dancer, as a model? Say something inspirational.
Be yourself. Be yourself. Don't change to nobody. As much as money you get in life and everything, always remain humble and be yourself and remember where you come from. Because remember, all that you win and you grind for, that can be all taken away in a snap of a finger. So if you're coming up as an artist, as a model, whatever you want to do in life, as a doctor, whatever, it don't only have to be as an artist or a dancer. Not, it's whatever you want to fulfill your dreams in. just be yourself. And if you be yourself and you be authentic, and you're going to be good. You're going to make it. And just surround yourself with positive, general people. Like, you got to surround yourself with people that want the best for you, that want to see you win, that want to see you strive and everything. Not just, you know, a nobody, because there's people out there that don't want to see you happy and everything. But you can't let that negativity affect you and affect who you are. Because at the end of the day, if you're here for a reason, you're here for a reason. So just live your dreams. Forget about the negativity. Keep striving. Be authentic. And just, you know, just keep going. That's it. That's all I got to say. Just be yourself. Because when you're yourself, everything happens the way it's supposed to. That's
it. Really good. That's really good advice. That's really true. That's really true. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. But before you go, Miss Big Red, we got to play a segment game called Five Random Topics. We ask you five random topics, and you give me a long or short response. I will also join in on this as well. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So the first question is, what is your favorite song right now?
My favorite song right now. Hey. That's. My favorite song is Dangerous Love. My favorite song is Dangerous Love. And you know by who? It's Dangerous. It's called Dangerous Love. It's by Dice Peso, because it's something. It's a mean, like, it's a song about, you know, about realistic, about people, you know, being loyal and true or not. So that's one of my main favorite song. And I have another song.
Yeah, you say it.
My song.
Oh, really? Nice.
My song, Alone. Because that reflects on my life story and everything. So that's my favorite first song. And then Dice is my second favorite song. My song is my favorite song because it tells you who I really am and where I'm from and what I'm about and what I've been through. So yeah, those are my favorite two songs.
Nice. I really want to hear the Alone song. I definitely hear that. I really want to hear your song.
Oh, you're definitely going to hear that. I wish I could do it today, but it's really emotional.
Yeah.
And you know, but you're definitely going to tune into that song, because once I drop it and everything, I probably FaceTime you or something when I'm in the studio doing it. But it's going to be a good song. And that's my name. Yeah, that's my, like I said, that's my number one top song.
Nice. Like, can't wait to look to it. But my favorite song out right now is SZA, Saddened. A new song that came out recently, Saddened. And yeah, that's one of my favorite songs out right now. All right, next question is, which artist that you want to see a biopic from that has not made one yet?
Which artist, huh?
Which artist do you want to see a biopic from who had not made one yet? Meaning, like, somebody who you want to see a life story come to life.
A life story. I think I want to see a life story from Cardi B. I want to see a life story from her, because she's a female rapper. She's been through a lot. She's been through a lot. And she went through a lot to where she's at. Because, you don't know, at one time, I don't know if you've seen Love & Hip Hop, when DJ Snuff told her she wasn't going to be a nobody. And that nobody was never going to listen to her. Look at her now. She's winning. She's number one rapper. And she's this and she's that. She got money. And it's not even about money. She got so much collaboration, Reeboks, like, she got it going on. So when that's who I wanna see a life story. I wanna see her do her own life story show.
All right. So for me, if I had to pick a biopic who had not released one yet, I wanna see one for Jay-Z. Jay-Z still haven't came up with a biopic. I wanna see one from him.
I think Jay-Z does need. Yeah, because I grew up listening to Jay-Z. He used to be like, oh, that's your father. I was like, yeah, Hova is my father. But yeah, I think it would be good to see a bio, you know, from him and everything, because, you know, he's from Marcy. He's from where I used to be, from where I'm at. I'm only a block away from him, two blocks away. Nice. So yeah, I would like to, that would be a good one, Jay-Z.
Nice.
Yeah, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne. That's a lot of people that I would like to see a bio.
Yeah.
Jim Jones.
It is a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
All
right. If Biggie would have still been here, I think I would have went with Biggie too.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't name one for Biggie, but the Notorious.
No, but like I'm saying, they did, but I'm saying like if he would have been here present for himself,
and speak for himself.
Because you know, the horse always tells the truth and the fact of this, you know, of their bio. But when somebody else do it, you know, they always mixing something or they always taking out and putting. I want realistic. I want authentic. I want the good. I want black.
Yeah, true. Agree with you in that. You're right. Next one is, who is your favorite singer right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Sydney Renee. That's not, I like listening to her because she's been through a lot. Like relationship wise and everything. So her music sometimes, you know, it showed me that you don't have to depend on a man, or you don't have to get a validation from a man, because you're always gonna still be you. You're gonna always, you know, don't let no man try to bring you down and think that you're not worth nothing. And listening to her music, it just inspires me. It brings me like to a realistic, like, okay, I don't need a man to do anything. I can live my dream by myself. I'm me. I don't need a man to be like, oh yeah, you know. No. So that's my favorite singer, Sydney Renee.
Nice. I might need to check her out.
Yeah, you know, her music is you know, her music is nice. Like, you know, see, I like her music. Her music is deep and everything. But like I said, I like her. If you see my phone right now, and you see the music that I have in my phone, all I have is Dice's music, all Dice's album. I have all his albums from the beginning that he dropped his album to the last album he just dropped right now that it just came out. And Sydney Renee, but mostly it's Sydney. If you listen to her, I think you fall in love with her, and you're really down with all her albums. Because there's some music there that is real touching.
Yeah, I mean, I love R&B, so I definitely go check out. I love R&B music, so I definitely go check out. My favorite singer right now is SZA. Sorry, I just love her music for some reason. That's just me. I just love her music. Who is one artist that you want to see in concert? It could be somebody alive or somebody who passed away. Who would you want to see in concert?
Who would I want to see in concert?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a lot. I like to see the Locks. I would like to see, you know, I would like to see Dipset again, like, all to, like, for them to just put all that, you know, whatever, you know, and just come back and be the three musketeers that I used to see on the TV and be like, yeah, Dipset. But yeah, I would like to see the Locks, Dipset. I would like to see, I wish Whitney Houston should have been here because, you know, it would be good. But yeah, I would like to see a lot of artists. I can't pick and choose, but I wish I could just see everybody on stage. I want to see everybody win. That's how I see it. I don't just pick one person. Bring everybody out. Let everybody win. Let's all win together, because I can't just say one person. No, I'd rather everybody come out and win. I want to see everybody win. Not just me. Everybody got to win.
For me, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of people as well, but if I had to pick, Bruno Mars is one person I would see in concert. And if he went through alive, Michael Jackson. But Whitney Houston would have been a good pick too. I wouldn't mind seeing Whitney Houston as well. All right, so last question. What is your favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie?
Yeah, all time.
Home Alone.
Classic. That definitely classic.
Because I was mostly in my childhood, I was, Home Alone.
Yeah.
Home Alone was a classic. And I watch it over and over and over. Home Alone and hello, Selena. When I seen the Selena movie, I was like, bidi bidi bamba. And then when I seen when they killed her,
yeah,
I got emotional. I said it. I thought that it was just a movie. I thought it was just a like it was a, you know how I didn't understand movies growing up. So when seen the Debbie, I was like, okay, but I didn't really think that lady killed her.
Yeah.
I thought it was just all a play. But when I really, you know, when I went outside and I started seeing people dying shirts and people crying and everything, I'm like, oh, so this is not a movie. They really killed her.
Yeah, it was
just emotional because she was so beautiful in her voice. And like, she was so authentic. I love her. Like, she was the best. She was it. And growing up from there, like a clothesline, everything, it was it. But that was one of my favorite movies. But I didn't really know that she passed away until I was like 11 years old.
When
I really started understanding movies more. Because I didn't understand no music at all.
Yeah.
We couldn't listen to them. No. So once I started like realizing, and once I hit 11 and I started looking at the movie and watching it over, I was like, oh, so this was a real, like, it was a real life movie. Like, this really happened to her and she got killed. Yeah. So that's what really, like, that's why a lot of people, be careful who you bring around as an artist. And who you bring into your circle and who you like confine to and who you trust, because not everybody out there want to see you good. And I would never want that to happen to me, because the way she did her, that was she would have been here now, we would have had good music.
For real,
we would have had good music.
Agreed.
But Home Alone and Selena, a little beady beady bamba. Home Alone, because he was always home alone.
And both movies are classic. I've watched both of them growing up. And I love both movies. But my favorite movie, The Last Dragon. I used to watch that a lot as a kid as well. But Miss Big Red, thank you for coming on the show. And thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for just being you. You know, this was a good conversation. And thank you for coming on the show.
No, thank you for having me. You know, I was waiting. I took a nap. I said, oh, I'm going to do my podcast. I've been waiting. But I really appreciate you having me here, you know, bringing me in and, you know, listening to me and everything. But, you know, all I'm going to keep doing is just being me. Like, that's all you're going to get from me. It's just, you're going to get red. That's all. You're going to get big red. You get authentic. You're going to get the truth. And you just, that's it. But I really appreciate it. Like, this really means a lot and everything. And I hope you guys really follow Big Red and, you know.
Yeah.
And just wait. I'm coming. I'm working hard, but, you know, I'm getting there.
Yeah. And once again, thank you for coming to the show. And before you go, drop your social media where everybody can reach you. And
my social media. Oh, this boss_baddie_red. You want to follow me on that IG? That's my IG, boss_baddie_red. Facebook is, you know, Savage Yaya. You know, you can follow me wherever. But yeah, that's my Instagram, boss_baddie_red.
All right, there you go. And we definitely got to bring you back once you got music. So we're definitely going to bring you back once you got music.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Once I go to the studio, definitely gonna be back so you can hear the music and, you know, and we can see what the people think about the music. That's what I want. I want the people to tell me what they think about the music. I'm cooking the music for the people.
Yes. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spinoff series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to this latest episode of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, Big Red, for coming on the show. Thank you for taking the time and being real, being authentic, and being able to share your story. You know, I know many other people who will be listening to the episode will be inspired by your story. And just don't give up and just continue to be the odds. And looking forward to everything you're about to do. So just don't give up. And thank you for coming to the show, Big Red. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sunday for the main series, and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. You can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more.
Y'all can rate the show. 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, Pod Chases. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. If you want me to get on the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _Mr. Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N, and we can set something up because we are looking for guests for season 8 of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast or any of the spin-off series Thursday shows. Also, follow me on YouTube, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. You could also check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast with myself, Aaron Keith Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal. Every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Every Wednesdays, you can check out the Premier Boys Podcast. Check out other shows from the Premier Powerverse, King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron King Talk Sands, every Friday at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Body Ride, every Monday at 12 p.m. And Welcome to the Trilogy, hosted by Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal, every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Check out and support every shows in the Premier Podverse. And at this time, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. It's time for Mr. Gentleman Like the Shadows. Well, we spotlight 4 to 5 shows and we get them their flowers. And of course, we got 4 new shows that we're going to spotlight in the Mr. Gentleman Like the Shadows. And the first show that we will be discussing is Well, That Is the Thin Podcast. You know, basically talk about many random things and give them facts about the episode. 3 instant show. And y'all should definitely check it out. The next show we're going to talk about is My Weekly Mixtape Podcast, hosted by Brian. Basically, he come up with 20 songs, 10 songs for side A and 10 songs for side B. And they come out with a mixtape based on whatever the topic is for that episode. And, you know, always been a fan of, you know, Brian's stuff since Playlist Wars, and My Weekly Mixtape is definitely a hit, so check out My Weekly Mixtape. The next show that I'm going to talk about is CQP Moments, hosted by the Coupon Queen Pen. CQP going to talk about, you know, many stuff about, you know, how to use Hype for You to Save, coupon that's going on. And she even had guests that come on the show. I've been a guest on her show multiple times, so check out CQP Moments, hosted by the Coupon Queen Pen. And last but not least, we got Mentors on the Mic, hosted by Michelle Miller. People took up to many actors or actresses about what's going on in the industry and give many tips about, you know, actors, actresses, and how to get in the industry and stuff like that. So check out the 4 shows that I have on this week, Mr. Gentleman Like the Hour Podcast. Shout outs. Well, the Instant Podcast, My Weekly Mixtape, CQP Moments, and Mentors on the Mic. That is this week, Mr. Gentleman, Lifestyle Shoutouts. And y'all can add me on Good Pods, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod Kids and many independent podcasters. See what everybody listens to. We can rate each other's shows. And we have the charts. And at this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman, Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman, Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts. And then for top 100 shows, we are number 10 on the normal charts, number 7 on the indie charts. For society and culture, we are still number 1 for society and culture. We've been number 1 for 45 days. And I just want to say thank you, everybody, for keeping us number 1 for society and culture. Really means a lot. We've been number 1 for 45 days. We beat our other record that we were number 1 for with 39 days. So just for that, thank you, everybody, that continue to listen and support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast on Good Pods. It really means a lot. And for top 100 episodes, for episode 141, Diary of a Funny Girl with Michelle S, we are number 6 on the normal charts and number 9 on the indie charts. So Once again, thank you everybody that's been tuning in with the Gentlemen Lifestyle Podcast, not only on Good Pods, but on all podcast platforms. You know, it really means a lot. And once again, thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. Just continue to support Mr. Gentlemen Like the Podcast. I know this had not been the most easiest season for us, but as long as y'all keep supporting and happy giving football on Mr. Gentlemen Like the Podcast, I thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. And of course, y'all can check out the official website of Mr. Gentlemen Like the Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. You can listen to all the episodes of Mr. Gentlemen Like the Podcast. You can watch all the videos for Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, from the audio version, from Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast TV, from Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day, and many more. You can check out every guest profile who's been on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, all 70 guests, which we include Big Red profile, is now on the official website. So check out her profile and everybody else who's been on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Check out every guest appearance that I've been on. And also, y'all can buy merch from the Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast store at tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Or y'all can just buy your merch through the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. We had shirts, hoodies, mugs, and many more. Please buy some merch so we can upgrade your Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast listening experience. So once again, buy the official merch of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast at tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, or you can just buy it through the official website. And also check out the website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. Once again, thank you everybody for taking the time listen to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Coming up next on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, this Saturday, we had the big WrestleMania prediction episode where we'll be covering NXT Stand and Deliver and WrestleMania 40, Night 1 and Night 2. And we have the returning prediction all-star Aaron Quito Sands and Lola the Chief Mighty Mal, who are hosts of the Premier Boy Podcast and from Let's Talk About Podcast, and 21 Cal the Source King will all be here on for the big WrestleMania 40 weekend prediction episode. Also in April, conversation about news podcast, Date Night Talk Podcast, and the Old School Show all had season finale in April. And yeah, and once again, thank y'all for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
Hi, this is Queen Jenny. You listen to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast with Ken the Gentleman.